Flowers that mean we should be happy, throwing aside a load of care.
All the pageantry of a May Day court with island princesses and escorts and cultural performances has been a major event in Hawaii's public schools, elementary on up. I mean, Farrington normally has an amazing production every year. The city of Honolulu has a long-standing lei contest, which this year is kind of online as an unofficial run for the world's longest lei. Makanani Salah is Honolulu's new executive director at the Mayor's Office on Culture and the Arts. A former Hawaiian Studies instructor at Windward Community College, the first thing Salah did was offer free Hawaiian language basics for city employees. Over 100 people jumped at that chance. I had to ask Makanani Salah what else she has planned.
For me, I always think like arts and culture is a very, you know, familiar yet sort of abstract concept, right? So I had a plan that really involves around making, at least in terms of our resources, I wanted to do less programming on our part and more galvanizing community, because there's so much good work being done already. How do we assure that our resources are going to amplify what people already do and help them to connect in ways that maybe they don't know?
What did you pitch?
People put us on the periphery, right? We're like the frosting, right? So arts is nice, but only when you have extra money. Culture is nice when you have extra money on the side to spend. But like my husband Aaron and I are always discussing, if tourism is our major industry, then culture and arts is central to what we do. Not just for tourists, but for, you know, for our lives or for our livelihood to create opportunities. Everything is intertwined into culture and art, because as we know, art is life, you know, life is art.
It's one thing to provide ukulele class, you know, which is so loved and appreciated. We cannot do without it. But it's another thing to try to say, how do we develop creatives, creative thinking, creative opportunities, you know, the other end of it, right?
I absolutely think so. And I think there are many people in the art circle moving towards it. Honolulu really being a center, like an art center for all of the Pacific, as I think we should be. We have all of the fine arts. We have all of these really accomplished artists practicing here in Honolulu, but we also have things that no one else has, right? We're the center of the Pacific. We are a gateway to Asia. We are in Oceania, all of these native arts. So for me, I think that is what makes us really special and gives us a place to become really the preeminent place that can touch all of these things in a wide way and do them really well.
Do you see downtown and Chinatown, how do you see them playing into this revitalization of art and culture that could be coming up?
Oh my gosh, I think it's central. I think, you know, it's pretty central to the administration's priorities to revitalize Chinatown. And what my office has been working on is helping to think about, okay, once infrastructure is fixed, once we, you know, help to deal with homelessness and houselessness and crime and all the issues that have been brought up by Chinatown businesses, how do we move forward from there? How do we get people back into Chinatown? Patronizing all the arts, the restaurants, the bars, Hawaii Theater. There are so many different places for us to go. So one of the ideas actually came from Sandy Pohl, who I know you know, which was the Heart District, right? So heritage, entertainment, arts, restaurant, and theater. The city as a whole loves this idea because it's really a wraparound idea. It's not just about the arts district. Of course, arts is central, but restaurants, everything is sort of mutually working together to benefit Chinatown as a whole. So I think arts is going to play a huge role in the revitalization of Chinatown.
I just wonder how. I mean, what are you going to do? Fund street paintings, maybe help to fund outdoor events. There are so many city properties down there that if they got filled with people doing things, it would really pick up the neighborhood.
I think you hit it right on the head. So I think the first would be wayfinding. So you want to create distinct and sort of visible boundaries for the Chinatown district, right? So that might be logo rebranding, street art. Obviously, we are sort of limited in what we could do in terms of street art because of the historic buildings. But sidewalk art, lamppost banners. So we're thinking about it in that way, just improving wayfinding. Second is going to be technological updates, because technology already exists, right? Things like Yelp and so, but can we do one specifically for Chinatown in Honolulu, which would say, okay, here's all the restaurants with reservations at this time, click it. This is the link to all of the shows that are playing on Saturday. And of course, like you said, it's really gonna come around events. What I'm trying to sell is a monthly walkable event, something people can count on, very akin to like the KCC Farmers Market. Whether or not it's a farmers market, I don't know, but just something that people know every Sunday from 9 to 12, it's a walkable Chinatown. Maybe it's a market, maybe it's a food truck thing.
Family friendly thing.
Yeah, something friendly that's just, you know, it creates community. When I bring up this with this topic, people get stuck a little bit on, of course, homelessness, houselessness, and crime. But as we start to deal with that, we also want to ramp up. So I don't think we can wait to ramp up, because I think bringing people back in is going to be really important.
That was Makanani Salah, Executive Director of the Mayor's Office on Culture and the Arts here in Honolulu.